Shalom Aleichem, let's learn a sicha, the sicha Vayetze Aleph. It's a short sicha from Vayetze Yud Kislev Tavshin Chavav, and it's a sicha that explores the difference between Avdam, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, specifically the Avodah of Yaakov, as Parshas Vayetze is the beginning of the six parshias that focus exclusively on Yaakov and his mishpacha. On the pasuk that says Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shava, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, Mib'er Shava, what does mean Mib'er Shava? Not only from the literal place Be'er Shava, Mib'eida Shal Shvua, from the well of the Shvua. Which Shvua? Omar, Yaakov said to himself, Shlo Yamed Alay Abimelech, V'yemed Yishalom, I'm worried that Abimelech will come and insist that I swear to him. K'shem Sh'nishbatali, Nishbali Z'kenecha, just like my grandfather Avram swore to him. And him say, Si Masha B'simchas Bonai Zayin Doris. And it comes out that I will be holding back the simchas of my children 7 deras. What does that mean? Avdom promised Abimelech, and through that shvua he kept the Yidden from going into Eretz Yisrael 7 deras, like the Medrash says in Parshas Vayeda, also Medrash Yisraba, that from Avdom till Kibush Eretz Sichem Ve'eik to Moshe Rabbeinu was 7 deras. And Yitzchak also promised Abimelech, and he pushed it off another der. Why? Because from Yitzchak till Kibush Haaretz through Yeshua. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu just started the beginning of Kibush, because he did Eretz Sichem Ve'eig, which is on the east of the Jordan. The main Kibush of Eretz Yisrael, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, happened through Yeshua, which was 7 generations from Yitzchak. So Yaakov was worried, maybe he's going to have to swear to Abimelech as well and pick them up in more, another generation. Vetzich T'Shaila. I understand. If Avram and Yitzchak swore to Avimelech and didn't worry, and they didn't leave Avimelech in case they might have to swear, why does Yaakov have to worry? And also, if it's wrong, then why did Avram Yitzchak do it? So it's the beer in this sicha is going to be very much al derech hachsidus, through the eyes of chassidus, to understand the difference between Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. We have to understand the fundamental difference in their avodah, the way they served Hashem. Avdom, we know, Yatza Mimeni Yishmael, 50% of his descendants. Truth is much more because he had 6 children later. But from his, what we call high-born descendants, Yishmael leaves. Yitzchak, Yatza Mimeni Esav, Esav leaves. In other words, even though Yishmael and Esav are the children of Avdom and Yitzchak, nevertheless, they left their connection and they separated. Why? Because the Kedusha of Avdom and Yitzchak and their avodah did not penetrate their children to transform itself. There's a difference between Yishmael and Esav, but over here in the principle. But Yaakov, his Maila is, Mitasish Lema, his bed is complete. In other words, all his descendants, the 12 Shvatim, Dina, etc., were successful. They stayed within the fold. Why? Because his Avodah was Poel, and all the 12 children, they should be Shleimim and connected to Yaakov and his level. Now, even though we say regarding all the others, Heim Amrakava, they are the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's from the Medrash, and it's explored in Chassidus. And each one, neshama of the Avos came from the world of Atzilus, like it says in Tanya. Nevertheless, there's a difference. And also in the manifest, also in the Avodah, the way they dealt with things which are against Kedusha. Yaakov elevates Kedusha, transforms it. Avdam and Yitzchak, they don't. And therefore, even though Yishmael did Shuvah, and we see that according to some opinions, when Esav runs to Yaakov in next week's Pasha and kisses him, Neshakir B'chalibri was a full-hearted kiss. Nevertheless, it didn't last. So what do you mean? Is it only Yaakov did Avodah Sabirurim? Only Yaakov was refining the world? Avdam and Yitzchak were not? We see that Avdam Avinu Vayikra Shem Hashem Hashem Kaloilam, he called out. He taught the name of Hashem to every single person, the passerby. And we also learn regarding Yitzchak's digging of wells. Torah explains that it was also an avodah. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says their avodah with that, the way they dealt with evil, was negation, putting away, yatsa mimenu, get away, but not transformation. In other words, maybe iskafya not ishabcha. The only way they interacted with Ra was by negation, by negating it, by taking away its opposition. However, Yaakov, he goes to the worst place. which angers Hashem, and over there he's poyel to refine it and transform it. And like the difference between tzaddikim and balei tshuva, the tzaddik has no shaychus to that. He has nothing, even a machshava zora, that's a thought that's foreign to Hashem, he does not allow, like Tanya explains. However, the balei tshuva, his mission and purpose is to transform evil to kedusha, and so much so is doing this nasa like his achis. That things that are various that he did intentionally become meritorious become mitzvahs. Now, because through the avodah of Avraham and Yitzchak, evil was not refined, the Ra within Plishtim specifically was not refined, and all they did was oppose and make sure that its opposition is subtilized and taken away. There was room that the existence of Shmuel and Esav should exist. These are the children of Avraham Yitzchak, but there is room for them to exist within this paradigm. And Yatzamimenu, they could exist and totally remove themselves from their father. However, they didn't oppose their parents. So the klipa maybe wasn't opposing, but it was there. And Avraham and Yitzchak's Aveda wasn't able to affect them. So the existence of that is not fundamentally opposed to the Aveda of Avraham and Yitzchak. In other words, they're given, they're no longer able to fight, but their existence is not negated through the Aveda of Avraham and Yitzchak. There's still room for their existence. Like we see that Avraham settles by B'seich Mecheis. They recognize these Nasi Alikim. They recognize, as the Rebbe says, B'seichenu, you're amongst us, you're a Navi, as the Ebenezer says. Nevertheless, it didn't transform them. They stayed Neches. And even they agreed, Marisa Machpela, it's only that they didn't interrupt him. But they didn't get transformed to Kedusha. However, Yaakov, his Tachlis was to transform. So not only is there no room for Klipa to fight you, there's no room for Klipa to exist. And therefore, mitas shleim. Now we can understand why Avraham and Yitzchak make a covenant with Avimelech versus Yaakov, who's afraid of it and doesn't want to. Because what's the point of making that covenant? It's to make sure that each one, the two sides, stay in peace. No fights. That was the purpose of Avraham and Yitzchak. They made a covenant with Avimelech. No fights. Let me do my work. You do your work. But the covenant doesn't transform the mahus of Avimelech. Avimelech stays Avimelech. He doesn't become Kedusha. But that's only the way Avraham and Yitzchak do Avraham. Yaakov, because his whole nekuda is to negate klipa in a way that doesn't exist. And over here the Rebbe says it's both iskafia and ishapcha, Yaakov. It's almost like Avraham and Yitzchak is no iskafia even. It's just non-existing. You're just quiet. So he couldn't make a covenant with Avimelech and accept him the way he is. Says the Rebbe L'chura, why did Yaakov make a covenant with Lavan? Says the Rebbe, over there it was only to make a covenant that you don't hurt one another, but you could pass for business. And plakmatia, business is a way of birah and tzitzis. In other words, there was room for birah and tzitzis even with Lavan as well. And that's why Yaakov leaves Be'er Shava, he leaves Be'er Shoshua, because he could not accept that there's that. And therefore, I cannot stay in the place of Hashem. This Eretz Yisrael, if I cannot work with Avimelech, I'll go to Chalein Avshalmakim and I'll transform it there. And therefore, we understand why Avraham Yitzchak weren't worried, even though we'll keep up the simcha of their children for seven generations. Because the Rebbe says, it's not the Shvua itself that held it back. It was their Avodah that held it back. In other words, the Shvua is just a byproduct. It's just an outcome. It's a symptom. Their avodah, the way they interact with Avimelech, left room for Avimelech to last another seven generations. And that holds back the Yidden from coming back. Only after Yaakov goes into Golos, Chadorin of Shalmakim, and starts transforming, does the avodah enable Am Yisrael eventually to come into Eretz Yisrael. And so too, the Rebbe says, the Gula Asidah, the Mashiach, is going to come dafka to the avodah of Yaakov, that through our avodah, the time of Golos, in refining this world, dafka Chadorin of Shalmakim, we get the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, which, as it says in the Gemara, like Avraham Shekasa Bayhal, like Yitzchak Shekasa Baysada, Elak Yaakov Shekar Le Bayis, we have the Beis Hamikdash Rabbi Yitzchak Tzidkenu. Take it from me on Mamashal.